We have a special program today, and 我们有一个很特别的，先小朋友先不要走好吗？请先留步一下。大家都知道，圣经是神所默示的，于教训、督责、使人归正、教导人学义，都是有益的，为了叫属神的人得以完全预备行各样的善事。所以呢，我们在主日学里面，我们也背小朋友也背圣经，我们大人也会背金句啊。但是呢，我们今天我们要请那个伟伟跟凯凯哈，特别呢，他们是整章背的啊。那我很鼓励弟兄姐妹当中，如果你们有孩子的话，整章背圣经有什么好处？教训这预备行各样的善事，然后你会发现神的话在他们里面是涌流出来的，不是一下子好像 popcorn 啪。不是这样，那你整篇背的时候呢，你就发现神的那个灵跟神的话是整篇的哗啦哗啦哗啦，真的像腹中流出什么活水的江河这种感觉啊！你要整篇背才有。如果你还没有40岁的话呢，也盼望你可以开始整章背。那如果你我讲大人哈，如果你已经40岁了以上的呢，你还是要整章背，因为 no way out 哈。我盼望我们都可以一篇一篇、一张一张的来背。那我们就请那个Alan and where are they? Okay, let's give them a hand. Who first? You, okay. 他们他们要背的是 James 啊，那个雅各书。Okay.
James chapter 3. Not many of you should presume to be teachers, my brothers, because you know that we who teach will be judged more strictly. We all stumble in many ways. If anyone is never at fault in what he says, he is a perfect man, able to keep his whole body in check. When we put bits into the mouths of horses to make them obey us, we can turn the whole animal, or take ships as an example. Although they are so large and are driven by strong winds, they are steered by a very small rudder wherever the pilot wants to go. Likewise, the tongue is a small part of the body, but it makes great boasts. All kinds of. Consider what a great forest is set on fire by a small spark. The tongue also is a fire, a world of evil among the parts of the body. It corrupts the whole person, sets his whole course of his life on fire, and is itself set on fire by hell. All kinds of birds, reptiles, creatures of the sea are being tamed and have been tamed by man, but no man can tame the tongue. It is a restless evil, full of deadly poison.
谢谢。With the tongue we praise our Lord and Father, and with it we curse men who have been made in God's likeness. Out of the same mouth come praise and cursing. My brothers, this should not be. Can both fresh water and salt water flow from the same spring? Can a fig tree bear olives and a grapevine bear figs? Neither can a salt spring produce fresh water. Who is wise and understanding among you? Let him show by his good life, by deeds done in the humility that comes from wisdom. But if you harbor bitter envy and selfish ambition in your heart, do not boast about it or deny the truth. Such wisdom does not come down from heaven, but is earthly, unspiritual, of the devil. For where you have envy and selfish ambition in your heart, there you find disorder and every evil practice. But the wisdom that comes from heaven is first of all pure, then peace-loving, considerate, submissive, full of mercy and good fruit, impartial and sincere, peacemakers who sow in peace raise a harvest of righteousness.
Can I have a hug? Oh, right. Good job. 感谢主啊，那他们还他们是整张整本 James 背起来了哈、哦，那他们现在还背下面的，所以我们当中有小朋友的哈、哦，希望我们可以 catch up， 能够在主的话语上面有更多的学习。
Thank the Lord that they have memorized the whole book of James, and then we encourage other kids that would like to do so also can try.
好，我们知道我们的这个月份是什么样的月份吗？
So we all know that what is the theme of our of our month this month?
好，我们大声来说，这是一个温柔之月。
This is the month of meekness.
请向你的配偶说，这是一个温柔之月。
If you have spouse, tell him or her this is the month of meekness.
我们都在这当中操练。
We are all learning in this particular lesson.
我们的配偶或者我们的孩子是我们最好的教材，但是也是我们最好的老师。
Our spouse is always our best teacher and our audience.
你如果没有一个悖逆的儿子，你怎么操练忍耐呢？
If you don't have a rebellious son, how do you learn patience?
所以我们要为着悖逆的儿子赞美神。
So we praise the Lord for giving us a rebellious son.
当然你会希望你的儿子很听话。
And of course, you would wish or pray for a very obedient son.
但是经过忍耐之后，他就会听话。
But after that you learn patience, then he will become an obedient son.
好，所以我们这个讲到温柔，我记得我们第一次提到是讲到温柔的力量。
I remember when we first talk about gentleness, we talk about the strength of gentleness.
我们讲到温柔是一个强者的一个特质。
We talk about the gentleness is actually a character of a strong person.
所以我们当我们要帮助别人的时候，我们有好的信息要带给别人的时候呢？我们不只要有这个信息，我们还有对的方法来帮助他们。
So when we're trying to help someone or we're trying to bring the good news to them, we have to use the right way or method.
所以我们用一个温柔的方式来 deliver 我们的 message 或者 deliver 我们的 help 给别人。
So we deliver the good news with a gentleness and with the right way that's suitable for the person that you're talking to.
所以这是关乎我们坐在别人身上的。
So this is how we do it unto other people.
那我们今天谈温柔的另外一个方面。
So, but we're going to talk about something from the other perspective.
就是别人坐在我们身上，我们也要有温柔的心来 receive.
So when other people do things to us, we will also react with gentleness.
所以当我们来看一段经文，我们打开马太福音好11:25-30.
Let's look at Matthew chapter 11 verse 25.
好，都有哈，我想时间的关系啊，我念，请大家看好吗？不是切口门念错，是为了争取时间。好，25，那时耶稣说：“父啊，天地的主，我感谢你，因为你将这些事向聪明通达人就藏起来，向婴孩就显出来。父啊，是的，因为你的美意本是如此，一切所有的都是我父交付我的，除了父，没有人知道子。”除了子和子所愿指示的，没有人知道父。凡劳苦担重担的人，可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。我心里柔和谦卑，你们当负我的轭，学我的样式，这样你们心里就必得享安息。因为我的轭是容易的，我的担子是轻省的。好，
So this is a Chapter 11 from verses 25 to 30. At that time, Jesus said, I praise you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and learned and revealed to them to the little children. Yes, Father, for this way was your good pleasure. All things have been committed to me by my Father. No one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son and those to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest.Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light.
当这段经文写下来的时候，我们看到这是耶稣他的一个等于是一个祷告，向神的一个心意。
When we look at the verses, we understand that this is like a prayer, almost like a prayer of Jesus to the Father.
这边一开始的时候，25讲到那时耶稣说。
It says in verse 25 that at that time Jesus said to the Father.
那时什么时候呢
？At that time, what kind of timing is this?
他赞美，他感谢神，那个是一个那时，是什么样的背景呢
？Let's take a look at the background of why at that time he was praising to God.
当我们再往前看的时候，我们会发现在二十节那边讲到耶稣他走遍了各城各乡传道，但是呢诸城中这些行了许多的异能神迹，但是他们终不悔改。
So if we look at the Bible before this particular verse, that at that time Jesus already walked through many places, regions in that area, and performed many miracles, but still not many people have believed.
行了许多的神迹，当我们来看，当一个弥赛亚来了，他行了很多的神迹，作为他是弥赛亚的一个记号。
So he, as a symbol of Messiah, he has performed many miracles.
但是这边人家不接受他，拒绝他。
But those people did not receive him.
行了多大的神迹呢？
Well, what kind of miracles did Jesus perform?
我们再往前看。
Let's look
第五节就讲到，讲到什么？瞎子看见。
In verse 5, we saw that the blind received sight.
瘸子行走。
The lame was able to walk.
长大麻风的得洁净。
People who had leprosy were cured.
聋子听见。
And the deaf were able to hear.
死人复活。
And even the dead were raised.
弟兄姐妹，如果今天这个神迹随便一样发生在我们的当中，
So if any of these miracles happen among us today,
我们会多么的赞美神？
How much will we have praised God?
我们会多么的服敬拜在神的面前，称赞他是一个大医生？
How much will we have like bow before him and praise the Lord of Almighty?
但是圣经上面讲，他就瞎子看见，瘸子行走，长大麻风得洁净，聋子听见，死人复活，这么多的事情，这么多的神迹。他们终不悔改。
But at the time, whatever Jesus did with all these miracles, that at the time people did not believe him.
所以耶稣在这个时刻是他生命传道当中一个很 depressed 的时候。
So this is like the downtime or the valley during Jesus' ministry time.
你做了你能做的。
You did whatever you can.
你做了你，而且你做得非常的漂亮 ，well done.
And you did a very good job.
连死人都活过来。
Even the dead were raised.
可是人家不 take it.
But people did not receive him.
英文说他们不买你啊。They don't buy you.
In English, they say they don't care. They don't buy what you did.
所以这些事情就在耶稣的这个生命当中成为他的一个好像是一个阴暗的一个时期。
So this is like the really the gray time, the a depressed time for Jesus.
所以当讲到二十三节的时候，耶稣就讲了说这些的神迹，他讲了一个对比。这些神迹呢，如果行在索多玛呢，他们都还可以有救啊。
So in verse 23rd, Jesus made a contrast between Sodom and the Capernaum that if I had performed these miracles at the time of Sodom, they would have believed me.
大家都知道索多玛是同性恋的一个罪恶的一个城市。
So maybe some of you know that Sodom is a city of sins.
神降下火来把他们烧灭，整个城烧掉。
And God has sent fire to burn the whole city.
因为神愤怒。
Because God was angry.
看见罪大恶极。
Because the sins were great.
但是耶稣在这边用了一个比喻，他说：“加百农啊，你以为你升到天上了吗？”
And here Jesus uses contrast that Capernaum, do you think that you rise to the heavens?
你要坠落阴间。
You're going to drop to the depths.
因为耶稣在那个地方所行的，即使行在同样的事，行在索多玛，他们都已经悔改了。
Because what Jesus had performed, if he had done that in Sodom, they would have believed him.
但是这些城的人，他终不悔改。
But the people in Capernaum, they would not repent.
好，所以这是他的那时。
So this is the timing that Jesus was at the time when he said this prayer.
那我们再往下看，那时耶稣说什么呢？
So at that time, what did Jesus say?
耶稣说，父啊，天地的主，我感谢你。
Jesus said that I praise you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth.
哎，弟兄姐妹会觉得很奇怪，我感谢你，有没有搞错？
Are you wondering why would Jesus say that I thank you, I praise you?
他应该说父啊，天地的主，我不懂你啊。
He probably should have said that, Lord, I do not understand.
或者父啊，天地的主，你有没有醒啊？有没有睡醒啊？
Or maybe he would say that, Father, Lord of heaven and earth. I mean, are you awake? Are you seeing what's happening to me?
但是耶稣清清楚楚的知道神他在，而且他正在 monitor 整个事情。
But Jesus knew that God was there and he is the God of sovereignty. He saw everything.
所以他讲了一句很重要的话，他说天地的主，父啊，天地的主。
So he said something very important. He said, Father, Lord of heaven and earth.
我赞美你，我感谢你。
I praise you, I thank you.
讲到一个天地的主，耶稣就把圣父摆在一个崇高的位置。
So Jesus has placed a Father at the highest place.
他相信神的旨意是没有错误。
He believed that God's will is right.
所以 whatever, 他不管做什么东西，都有他的目的，都有他的意思。虽然说看起来是 doesn't make 就是没有意义，看起来很奇怪。
And he knows that whatever the Father does has a purpose in it.
但是天地的主表示天跟地是他造的，而且是本于他。我们想就是说从他造，本于他，依靠他，最后要归给他，就是 for him.
And he believes that he is the Lord of heaven and earth, and he's the creator of all, and he knows what he's going to do.
所以这是一个神的一个耶稣的一个宣告，天地的主。
So this is a proclamation from Jesus that.Father, you are the Lord of heaven and earth.
所以即使在最困难的时候，他可以说天地的主，我感谢你。
So even in the most difficult time, he can still say, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, I praise you.
弟兄姐妹，当我们在很困难的时候，你会说，父啊，天地的主，我感谢你。
Can we do the same thing in our most difficult situation that we say, I praise you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth?
但是告诉大家一个好消息。
But I would like to give you good news.
原文不是说我感谢你。
In the original translation, it didn't say I thank you.
因为我感谢你的话，意思就是说再来一点，对不对？谢谢，再来啊。
If you say I thank you, that means that I can take some more.
我如果左手跌断了，再来还有右手啊。
If I broke my left arm, that means I thank you. Then I still have right arm that can also be broken.
他的意思不是我感谢你，意思是什么？我承认你。
In the original text, it means that I acknowledge you.
我承认你，我承认你所做的事情，我 approve 你所做的事情是对的。
I acknowledge that whatever that you allow to happen to me is right.
所以引申的意思，我们在英文就翻译出来说 ，I pray 我赞美你 ，I praise you.
That's why we have this translation say I praise you.
那 somehow 我们中文把它翻成我感谢你。
And then in Chinese, then we say we thank you.
不管怎么样，我们就有一个心智，我们就知道这件事情神在掌权。
So in our mind that we know that this is God is in control.
因为他的美意本是如此。
Because this is his pleasing will and it is good.
什么叫做美意？
What does it mean by a pleasing will?
我们常常讲这是神的美意啊，神的美意，这是什么叫美意？
So we always say that this is God's will and what does it mean by God's pleasing will?
如果你要给美意下个定义的话，什么叫美意呢？
What kind of definition would you give to the God's pleasing will?
其实原来的意思啊，其实蛮简单的。
Again, the original meaning is very simple.
就是在神眼中看来是好的。
So the original meaning is that the definition is that it seems good in His sight.
在我们眼中看来是坏的。
But it doesn't look so good in our own sight.
有的时候是很坏的。
And sometimes it's very bad.
但是神说很好的。
But God said it is good.
只要你相信。
As long as you believe.
所以很多的时候，我们就没有看到这个神的掌权，我们就不知道外面的事情怎么发生这么多这么多事情。
A lot of time we forget that God is in control, and we always look at the situations that we're in.
所以我们看到这样的事情，我们天然人直觉的反应就是我们会 complain.
And so the natural reaction to our difficult situation is that we complain about what's happening.
好像以色列人出埃及一样，看到许许多多的困难的时候，他们就开始向神抱怨。
So it's just like the Israelis when they left Egypt and things started to get hard and they started to complain.
所以神就称他们是应着景象的百姓。
And God called them that their hearts are hardened.
对比于我是柔和谦卑的耶稣的心。
But in contrast to that, Jesus' heart is gentle and humble.
所以我们来到神面前的时候，我们就要来想一想到底是怎么回事。
So when we come before the Lord, let's think about how do we deal with this.
当约翰福音十一章那边特别记载拉撒路复活的故事。
So in Matthew chapter 11, it records the death of, the story of Lazarus.
当那个拉撒路他生病重病的时候，他的妹妹啊，他的姐姐就请人去告诉耶稣，赶快来帮忙。
So at that time when Lazarus fell sick, his sister sent for Jesus to come and help him.
没想到呢，耶稣在那个地方却等了两天。
But then Jesus, after he heard the news, he was waiting there for another 2 days.
好像如果我们生孩子的话
，It's just like when my wife had a child.
已经肚子很痛了。
And the contraction already started.
躺在病床上了。
And then she was lying there.
医生在哪里？赶快去请医生。
So where's the doctor? Send for the doctor.
护士说：“你再等两天。”
But the nurse say, wait for another 2 days.
因为医生说再等两天他才会来。
Because the doctors say, wait for another 2 days.
或者我们在一个很急的状况的时候。
And it's also, it could be also like when we're in a very urgent situation.
你看神没有动作。
And you cannot see anything from God.
我们非常的着急。
We're very worried and concerned.
神在那边又等两天。
And God waited another 2 years.
很奇怪。
I mean, 2 days. It's very strange.
然后我们再看第五节、第六节的时候。
Let's look at
十一章第五节、第六节。
In Matthew chapter 11, verses 5 and 6.
我又看不懂了。
And I don't understand.
他那边讲到说，耶稣素来爱马大和他的妹子，并拉撒路。
Well, as we know that Jesus always loved Lazarus and his sisters Martha and Mary.
听见拉撒路病了。
And he heard that Lazarus was sick.
就在所居之地，人住了两天。
And he still stayed where he was and stayed for another 2 days.
你说主啊，前面的不要写，还比较通顺一点。
Well, we will wonder that if you don't have the previous passage, then maybe it makes more sense.
可能耶稣那个圣经抄错了，是耶稣素来恨马大和他妹子并拉撒路。
Maybe it should have stated that Jesus never really liked Lazarus, Martha, or Mary.
所以在那边再等两天。
So he waited for another 2 days.
死得比较难看一点。
So he just waited for way to help them.
你要爱他们的话，不是马上就冲过去，马上就去帮他们祷告也好，做帮他料理，能够怎么做一些医治或者怎么 whatever 能够做，冲去人先去就对了。
Well, if you truly love them, wouldn't you just rush to help them out when they are in an urgent situation?
后来耶稣到了伯大尼的时候，哇，这个马大就出来了，他就讲了一句话，他说：“你若早在这里，我兄弟必不死。”
So when Jesus finally went to Bethany.Martha came out to greet Jesus and say, "If you were here earlier, my brother Lazarus would never have died."
后来，他的那个姐姐玛利亚也跑到前面，耶稣前面，扑在地上跟他讲同样的话：“你若早在这里，我兄弟必不死。”
And Mary came also ran to Jesus and said the same thing: "If you had been here, my brother would not have died."
我们在那个这，她两个姐妹在那边非常非常的难过，已经事情完蛋了。
And both sisters were there; they were very sad because.Things were done.
你来得太晚了。
You're late.
人已经进太平间了。
My brother has died.
Actually, 他已经埋下去了。
Because he was already buried.
大家要不要到百灵园去挖一挖看
？Well, if you want to help him, you have to go to the cemetery.
你把刚埋下去把挖起来。
You have to like dig him up.
有没有那样的信心
？Do you have such faith?
所以他们会这么的软弱。哎呀，死了。
Because and that's why their faith falters and say, "Lord, it's too late."
死了，而且埋掉了。
He's dead and buried.
耶稣的反应是什么
？What was Jesus' reaction？
哦，非常的伤心。
He was very sad.
但是耶稣讲一句话。
But he said something.
你若信，就必看见神的荣耀。
If you have faith, then you will see the glory of God.
你若不信，你看不见神的荣耀。
If you do not believe, you cannot see the glory of God.
所以我们知道后来的故事发展，耶稣就来到了坟墓前面。
So we know what happened afterwards. Jesus came to where Lazarus was buried.
然后他向拉撒路呼叫说：“拉撒路，你出来。”
And then he yelled Lazarus to come out.
就拉撒路真的就从死里复活了。
And Lazarus just walked out of the tomb.
大家就在旁边。如果你在旁边的话，你的反应是什么
？So if you were there at that time, what was your reaction?
哇，好荣耀啊！
How glorified!
那个神迹最大的这个瞎子看见，瘸子行走，刚才那个。最大的神迹，死人复活的神迹，发生在我弟弟身上。
This is the most impossible miracle, which is the dead was raised from the dead.
好荣耀啊
！How glory!
我们若信，就必看见神的荣耀。
If we believe, we will see the glory of God.
那我们每一个人都想说，我们还是不要这样吧。
But most of us would think that, well, let's not have such difficult time.
我还是不要死吧。
I do not want to die.
太难了。
That's too hard for me to deal with.
事情还是不要那么糟吧。
I would rather to have a smooth life.
太难了。
It's too hard.
但是弟兄姐妹，当我们被 put into 放在那样子的环境当中的时候
，But brothers and sisters, when we are under such condition or situations,
你有没有信心说父啊，天地的主，我赞美你
？Do you have such faith to say, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, I praise you?
我们相信，就看见神的荣耀。
We believe and we will see the glory of God.
所以，当耶稣行完这件事以后
，So after Jesus performed this miracle,
整个他们家族对神的信心就又 提升了很多很多，他们真实看见神的荣耀。
The whole family of Martha, Mary, and Lazarus, their faith really increased great deal.
所以这是让我们看见，在困境中，在很难的时候，神依然掌权。我们要相信，要赞美他。
So this showed us that God is still in control even in our adversity. So we need to believe that no matter what happens to us, He has a purpose and He is in control.
除了我们可以赞美他以外，第二件事情在同样的经文里面特别也提到一个，还有一个应许，就是我们可以从神那里得着安息。
Another thing that God has promised in that verse is also that we will find rest.
当我们来看第二十九节。
Let's look at verse 29.
他讲到我心柔和谦卑，你们当负我的轭，学我的样式，这样你们心里就必得享安息。
In verse 29, it says that take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your soul.
所以这边有讲到一个应许啊，在那个困难的当中啊，你可以得到安息。
There's a promise in the in this verse here that in your adversity.You will find rest.
有两个 key 在这个当中。
There are two key elements in here.
第一个呢，就是讲到你们当负我的轭。
The first one is you have to take up my yoke.
讲到认识主的轭。
We need to know that Jesus' yoke.
你必须要认得出那是主的轭。
We need to acknowledge it's the yoke of Jesus.
第二个 key 呢？
The second key element
就是要学。主耶稣柔和谦卑来 carry 来负那个轭。
The second element is that we need to learn how to follow Jesus' example to carry that yoke.
我们先来谈一谈第一个，我们要认识，要认出这是主的轭。
Let's talk about the first one. Is how do we decipher that is Jesus' yoke?
很多的时候，我们虽然负着是神加在我们身上的轭。
Sometimes even though when we are carrying Jesus' yoke.
但是我们不会，我们没有认出来，认不出来。
But we didn't know that.
我们会把它归功于运气好差。
We probably would say that we just have bad luck.
或者别人好坏。
We'll probably complain about other people's meanness.
或者是事情怎么会演变到这样子？不知道，太差了。
We just don't know how things could get to this this worse.
我们会抱怨许许多多的人。
We will complain about people.
我们也抱怨许许多多的事。
We'll complain about what's happening to us.
但是没有看到一件事情。
The only thing we fail to see.
这是不是神的轭加在我们的颈项上？
Is this the yoke from Jesus, from the Lord?
神为了要用一些方式来熬炼我们，让我们成熟。
Is the Lord trying to show us or teach us something through these events?
我看过尼托森他写了一句话，我觉得非常有意思。
There's a saying from Watchman Lee.
他说圣灵在我们身上的管制。必定不稀少。
He says that there's no lack of a training from the Holy Spirit.
所稀少的是我们看不见神的手。
The lack of things is that we fail to see the hand of the Lord.
如果我们相信所有的事情万事都互相效力，要为让我们得益处的话。
If we believe that everything happens in for our good purpose.
那我们就要相信我们身上有神的轭，而且呢，他一直都在。
Then we have to believe that Jesus' yoke is upon us all the time.
弟兄姐妹有没有发现你身上有主的轭？
Have you found that you have yoke upon you from Jesus?
如果你抓住一个人，你问他的话，他可能说哪有，在哪里。
But if you just ask someone, where is it? How do I see it?
但是尼托森他是一个老前辈，非常敬虔，他就说不会少。只是你看不到。
But this brother Lee says that it's there. It's not going to be lacking. The only thing that's lacking is we cannot see it.
然后你会发现，当你没有耐心的时候，你发现周围的人都没有耐心。
When you are short of patience, then you'll also see that everybody around you also is lacking patience.
然后你发现你不够温柔的时候，你就看见所有的人怎么都不温柔。
And then when you are short of gentleness, then you also find the same thing among all the people around you.
啊，你觉得你没有恩慈的时候，你就发现旁边的人也都没有恩慈。
And when you think that when you don't have mercy, same thing that you see around you is the same.
而且是对你没有恩慈。
And also you feel that they don't have mercy towards you.
就很奇怪。
Isn't that strange?
这些人需要主的管教。
These people need God's discipline.
需要神的一个特别的手来带领他能够学习成长。
We need the Lord's hand to train us to keep us going.
他们是一个活教材，叫我们不要重蹈覆辙。
These are the living instructions.
但是我们有没有看见，这是神的手，为的是要帮助我们成长。
Can we see that this is the discipline from the Lord's hand to help us grow spiritually?
那就是我说，如果你的孩子不听话的话，
this is why I say that if you have a rebellious child,
你有福了。
You're blessed.
因为你要结出温柔忍耐的果子。
Because you will bear the fruits of gentleness and humbleness.
所以他知道怎么样来帮助我们，神知道我们的需要。
So God knows how to help us. He knows what we need.
所以他对我们的轭都是量身定做的。
So the yoke that he gave us is also custom made.
这个大家都知道耶稣的本行是做木匠的，对不对？
All of us know that Jesus, his profession was a carpenter.
他是木工的这个专家。
He was an expert in the carpentry.
在当时的那巴勒斯坦的地方，如果你要一个牛，你要跟他做轭的话，你必须要到木匠的木匠铺去。
During that time in Palestine, when you want to make a yoke, you have to bring the cow or ox to the carpenter to have a yoke custom made.
然后他会量一下这个骨头，然后呢怎么样来做，会量一下，然后做好以后还要请那个牛回来试套一下。
The carpenter would have to take measurements of your cow or ox, and then after it's done, you have to fit it.
耶稣是木匠。
Jesus was a carpenter.
哎，我相信他是很聪明的木匠。
And I believe that he was a smart one too.
他如果开一个木匠铺的话，他会有一个招牌。
Well, if he had a store at the time,
制轭专家。
It was says yoke master.
量身定做。
Custom made to order.
货物出门。
Once it's sold.
概不退换。
Basically no exchange.
那就发现很苦啊。
Then you'll find that it's very hard.
你说神啊，干嘛给我这个难处？干嘛给我这个事情这么不顺利
？You say, Lord, how come you give me this such difficult things to deal with?
干嘛让我遇见这样子的人？好难处啊
！Why do I have to face such difficult people?
有个坏消息啊。
There's bad news for you.
你不能退啊。
You cannot exchange.
货物出门，概不退换。
When it's custom made, you have it, you own it.
因为是量身定做。
Because it's custom made for you.
所以耶稣他知道我们的光景，知道我们的需要。
So Jesus knows our need. He knows our situation.
所以很多时候，当我们遇见困难的时候，我们先来看看是不是我们自己需要什么成长。
So every time when we are faced with some difficult situation, let's look inside ourselves and see what in us that needs to improve.
你先不急着到外面去去解决人家的问题。
So we don't have to be concerned about what we have to help other people deal with.
因为每个人都有自己的轭来需要来对付。
Because each one of us has our own yoke to deal with.
所以这是要认出主的轭在我们的身上。
So we need to be able to acknowledge the Lord's yoke upon us.
让我们再来看第二个 key。
Let's look at the second key element.
当我们认出这个 yoke, 当我们认出这个 key, 这个轭在我们身上的时候，我们是什么态度来看呢？
So after we learn that Jesus' yoke is upon us, so how do we look at this?
我们来看耶稣他就宣告说他的心柔和谦卑。
So here Jesus proclaimed that his heart is gentle and humble.
但耶稣他有他自己神给他的一个旨意。
Jesus has his God's will upon him.
他为了拯救我们，所以他背负了一个人的罪，到了世上来，为了洗掉我们的罪，所以被钉在十字架上。
God's plan on Jesus is that he will carry the sins of people, and then he will die on the cross for all of us.
这是神加在他身上的旨意。
So this is the God's will upon Jesus.
但是他就是温柔的承受。
But he took this.He took God's will with gentleness and humbleness.
我们常常看新闻的话，我学到一个 term 叫做概括承受。
If when you watch TV and there's a term that I learned in Chinese, that I just accept everything.
In general, 所以我们就是承受了。
Then we just take it.
耶稣他是他是谦和的，他是柔和谦卑的。
Jesus, he is gentle and humble.
他不 fight against, 他也不大力挣扎。
He doesn't struggle or resist God's will.
所以当我们看出这是神的轭加在我们身上的时候，我们就要学习他这种柔和谦卑的态度。
So when we acknowledge that the Lord's yoke is upon us, then we will learn his example of gentleness and humbleness.
我们才能够在这个 process 当中得着安息。
That's how we will find rest in this process of growing.
因为我们所出于所有的遭遇都是神所加在我们身上。
Because all the happenings are allowed by God.
而且这是神的美意，他看的是好的。
And this is a pleasing will from God.
弟兄姐妹，有时候我们一直想，我们有九个果子要追求啊。
A lot of times we think that, well, there are nine spiritual fruits that we need to pursue.
实际上不止这些，但是这是很重要的，我们就一直来追求，努力的想要结果子，结果子。
And a lot of times there are even more than that, that there are a lot of fruits that we want to bear.
我们要 check 自己有没有这个果子，有没有这个果子，我们很努力的想要靠自己的力量去得到这些果子。
And we examine ourselves, we're trying to see what have we, what kind of fruits do we have so far.
我们完全忘掉这是圣灵所结的果子。
And we totally forget that these are spiritual fruits.
所以尼托生他又讲了一句话。
And so what the, this brother Lee also said something.
他说我们如果靠自己用力只会耽误生命的长进。
He said if we only rely on our own strength, we will only delay the progress of our growth.
大家这个话可能很深啊。你如果用力的话呢，你的生命反而会退后。
He's saying that if you use your own strength, then your life would actually go backwards.
因为我们没有真正学习信靠神，相信他。
Because we do not believe that God is leading us on and He will craft us.
他说最要紧的是相信接受神在环境中的安排。
He said the most important thing is to know and accept God's arrangement for us in every step of our life.
我们不需要很努力的祷告说神啊，你给我结这个果子，结那个果子，我很努力的去这样子做。
We don't have to pray so hard that.God help us to bear this fruit or that fruit.
但是不可少的只有一件。
That there's only one thing that you cannot lack.
你要看出你的恶。当事情发生的时候，你要谦卑温柔的接受它。
Know your yoke and accept it with gentleness and humbleness.
因为神就是用环境来塑造我们。
Because God used every environment to mold us and craft us.
你不要到外面去找教材了。
You don't have to find other materials.
因为那不是神给你的恶。
Because that's not giving to you by God.
你的恶就在你周围的人身上。
Because your yoke is from the people around you.
或者说周围的人就是我们的恶。
Or we can say that people around us are our yoke.
那是真正的教材。
That's a real living material.
是一个老师。
There are teachers.
所以诗篇三十九篇第九节他讲到，他说因我所遭遇的是出于你，我就默然不语。
So in Psalm 39 it says, I am silent for I know this is from you.
我们要看出这是神的手在这些事情上面，为的是帮助我们。
We need to see the hand of the Lord in our situations.
如果有就是说其他人的问题，其他人有他的 yoke， 有他的恶。
If we know that there are other problems and we also know that everyone else would also have a yoke of their own.
有时候我们 happen 变成他的老师。
Sometimes we become their teacher.
有时候我们对人恶劣的时候呢，反而不小心成了他们的老师。
Sometimes when we happen to be mean to someone, but God uses as a tool to help them grow.
让他们学习谦卑。
So they can also learn humbleness.
你就用很骄傲的眼光去看他。
We may use a very prideful attitude to look at the people.
他如果知道其中奥秘的话。
But if the person knows the element in all these things,
他会学习成长，不会怪你。
And the person that you're being mean to will also grow because of you.
但是你有祸了。
But you're in trouble.
因为神会对付你。
Because God would also give you
other lessons. 所以每个人都有自己的yoke，恶在我们身上。
So every one of us have our own yoke to carry.
我有次跟有一次跟一个飞行员谈天。
This one time I talked to a pilot.
他跟我聊天，他就说。飞行员要训练的时候，最重要的一件事情就是相信他的仪表板。
He said the most important training of a pilot is to believe in your meters.
尤其在你状况不明的时候，就是好像不是你，就是你不太确定的时候。
Especially like in uncertain conditions, you have to believe your meters.
或在空中遇到一些状况。
Or if you encounter something in the air.
你第一件事情要学会看仪表板。
So the first thing you have to read your meters.
你不能凭你的感觉在飞。
You cannot rely on your own feelings or estimate.
在飞行员的训练课程里面，还有其中有一课非常的重要，要学的。
And in the training to become a pilot, there's one thing that they learn.
就是他们会安排一个就是自动 autopilot 这种自动驾驶的那种 功能呢把它打开。
They will have to learn how to turn an aircraft to autopilot.
然后呢，他要你这个学生就坐在那个位置上。
And they will want you to they sit at your seats.
坐在驾驶的座位上。
Sitting in the seats of a pilot.
然后端来一大盘精美的茶点。
And then they will give you something and all the delicacies that you can enjoy.
有正餐，有汤，有甜点，什么都有一大盘。
There's entrees and condiments and everything.
然后呢，要你放手，不要去碰那些机器仪表。
And at this time, it's on autopilot. You cannot touch anything.
然后你开始享受这餐饭。
And enjoy your meal.
规则是。
And the rule is.
发生任何事情你都不准 touch.
No matter what happens, you cannot touch the control of the aircraft.
弟兄姐妹，你有没有信心搭这样子的飞机
Do you have faith to ride in such airplanes?
如果你今天坐飞机回不管中国或者是台湾，如果你知道那个 pilot 都在那边吃大餐，你要不要坐这个飞机？
So like nowadays, if you take a flight to Taiwan or China, and you know that the pilots are leaving the plane in autopilot, do you have such faith to ride in that plane?
所以他们要训练这个驾驶，可以在那边安安静静、舒舒服服的、很痛快的吃完那餐饭。
So one of their most important training is train these pilots being able to enjoy their meals when the autopilot is on.
不管发生什么事情，他都要视若无睹。
No matter what happens, they will just have to let it go.
如果不小心那个掉下来很危急的时候，他也不准动。
In case the turbulence hits, they cannot touch anything either.
好难啊。
It's very hard.
那个饭很难吃的。
It's difficult to enjoy that meal.
所以它很美味。
Even though it's very tasty.
特别做的就是 for 这个 pilot 来吃。
Even though it's all delicacies and specially made for these pilots.
所以我们就学习，我们要放下，要放下。
So we need to learn how to let go of ourselves.
很多的时候不要太努力去这样子这样子，我们要学习放下，接受环境。
A lot of times we need to stop struggling and just accept the situation that we're in.
相信神在掌权。
We have to believe that God reigns.
而且我们做，我们不是说是躺着不动，对不对？就我们做我们该做的事情。
It doesn't mean that we just lay there and do nothing. It just means that we continue to do what we're doing.
但我们要相信神的带领，也相信他的掌权。
But we will believe in His guidance and He reigns.
所以这是神的第二个我们得安息的一个 key.
This is the second key element that how we find rest.
我们必须有一个 receive 的态度，看出这是神的 yoke， 而且我们可以这样子柔和谦卑的来承受。
We need to be receptive to the Lord's yoke, and then using the gentleness, Jesus' example of gentleness and humbleness.
这样我们就必得安息，而且耶稣说必得享安息。
Therefore, we will find and enjoy rest in Him.
弟兄姐妹，我们真的不需要再抵挡神在我们生命中的。作为塑造我们的作为。
So brothers and sisters, let's not resist the workings of Lord in our life.
环境是我们的老师。
The environment that we're in is our teacher.
我们周围的人都是我们的老师。
Everyone in our life is our teacher.
别人的事情，别人有他的轭。
Other people's matters is their yoke.
但是我们自己如果不能够接受，没有柔和谦卑的态度来接受这个塑造的话。
But if we cannot accept the moldings or crafting from the Lord,
货物出门，概不退换。
Once the it's out, then you cannot exchange your merchandise.
让我们来祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的天父，我们来到你的面前，我们深知你是天地的主，我们就要来赞美你。主啊，我们赞美你的全知，我们也赞美你的全能，也赞美你无所不爱。主啊，你爱世界，你爱你所造的，更爱我们，像你的心上人，像你眼中的同人一般，这样子来宝贝我们。所以我们相信，当你的手在环境显出来的时候，这都是你所量给我们。让我们真的存着一个信心，我们要看见你的荣耀。经过这一些的事情，经过这一些的难处以后，我们真的要从当中来看见，原来你是要帮我在这一方面来成长，我们就要献上我们的感谢。主啊，因为人不死透就不会活过来。主耶稣，我们赞美你，巴不得主你让 耶稣的这个祷告跟耶稣的柔和谦卑的态度成为我的态度，成为每一个人的态度。我们来到你面前的时候，我们真的不花冤枉的时间，我们也不走冤枉路，我们就单单纯纯的来学习来成长，因为你要与我们每一个人同在，你爱我们，你愿意为我们舍命，所以我们有这个信心相信你所给我们的都是出于爱，都是要来帮助我们成长。我们赞美你，求主来保守我们每一个人的心怀意念，在你的里面得享安息。我们这样子祷告感恩，靠耶稣基督得胜的名，阿们。我们来唱诗歌。